Hello, fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Eric Karen. I'm going to do a podcast about how to make a ringtone for the iPhone using Amadeus Pro. And the purpose of this podcast is to show how a blind person can use Amadeus Pro with VoiceOver to create their own iPhone ringtones from a sound of their choice. So if you want to email me about questions or comments, I'm at ecaron@comcast.net. All right, I'm going to do this podcast using a MacBook white case and 13-inch, and it's going to be recorded on a DS50, which puts it in WMA format, but I'll convert it to MP3 using Amadeus Pro when we're all done. And you'll be hearing me speaking. You'll also hear the voice of the computer, and I'm going to take you step by step so that a person who's blind and a fairly new user to the Mac or a new user to Amadeus Pro should be able to follow along. However, I'm not going to go in great detail about how the editing is working because I covered a lot of that in the previous podcast that I did that's also here on Blind Cool Tech. It's called Vinyl to CD with Amadeus Pro, or something very similar to that. It starts with the word Vinyl to CD. And so if you need more information about the editing, go to that. Or if you're interested specifically in doing a record album to MP3 files. Okay, so first thing you need to do is turn on your computer and get to your desktop on your Mac and go to your dock in whichever way you like to go. Since I have the trackpad, I'm going to two-finger double tap at the bottom of the trackpad to get to the dock. That's where I have Amadeus Pro. Of course, you could go to applications and load your Amadeus Pro there, but that's where I am. I'm going to I have quick navigation keys, so I'm going to press my up and down arrow together to open Amadeus Pro.
Press Finder, Desktop, Amadeus Pro, Window.
Okay, it's going to open up, as you can hear. Remember that if you lose focus on the scroll area in Amadeus Pro, then you aren't able to use your navigation and edit commands. So you always have to keep your focus on the scroll area. Sometimes if I lose it during this podcast, I'll just go back on it and show you how to do that. I showed you that in the other podcast. Okay, the first thing we need to do is put a sound in here. So I'm going to go to open, and I'm going to get a recording I did just a little while ago of a record album, and I'll use an introduction to one of the songs in that album to make the ringtone sound. So let's go Command O to open.
Open, open.
Let's right arrow to the file.
This item. Forward.
Area.
List mode with column mode. Macintosh HD. Pop up. Search tab. Progress indicator. Sidebar. Vertical splitter. File browser.
File browser. Interact.
Applications. Select users.
Selected. Go to users. That's me.
Desktop. Amadeus Pro LPs.
Okay, selected. There's my file of my Amadeus Pro LPs I recorded. We'll go into there.
20 super hits.
And we're gonna get this one I just did, which is interestingly enough, Queen's Greatest Hits.
Queen's Greatest Hits. AMAD.
Okay, that's selected. So we'll hit
open. Open. Default button.
All right,
open.
That's opening.
Window activity monitor.
Okay, it takes a second to open because it's the whole album. I remember getting this album in 1983, I think.
Scroll area.
From a Salvation Army in Albany, New York. And sure enough, it was in a Marshall Tucker Band record jacket and turned out to be Queen's Greatest Hits. And here it is now. So, to start listening to a sound in Amadeus Pro, you can just hit the tab key. Before I do that, I'm going to turn off my quick nav keys by hitting left and right arrow together.
Quick nav off.
Here's the tab key to start playing. And this sound has already been divided by song. I've placed markers in there, so we'll be able to quickly skim through and find an introduction perhaps to a song that I would like to turn into a ringtone. So here's the tab key. Certainly that could be a ringtone. Spacebar to stop play. Option right arrow to the next song. Spacebar to stop play. Option right arrow to the next song. Spacebar to start play. That certainly could be a ringtone. Spacebar to stop play. Option right arrow to the next marker, space bar to start. A little short for a ringtone, a little quiet, but space bar to stop, option right arrow, space bar to play. Whoa, baby. Okay, space bar to stop. And option right arrow to the next song. It would be a very special person that had that as their ringtone. Space bar to stop, option right arrow. That song is Under Pressure. That certainly could be a ringtone. Space bar, option right arrow. That would be a little scary to have that coming through on your phone. Space bar, option right arrow. Space bar, option right arrow. Whoa, I spazzed. I hit command right arrow. Didn't mean to do that, so let's see where I am. Okay, option right arrow to the next marker. I'm going to make this our ringtone. So I'm going to hit space bar to stop. I'm going to go back to the beginning of that. Let's go option left arrow and option left arrow again, then option right arrow to that marker. Let's see if I'm at the start. Nope, let me try that again. Option right arrow. There we go. All right, I'm going to start, space bar to start play, and then use my left arrow to go to the very beginning of the sound. Okay, I should be at the very beginning, so we'll move our insertion point to the start of the sound by hitting Command Y. That's the Amadeus Pro command.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Then we'll plant a marker. There's more than one way to do that, but we're going to use Command Shift M this time.
Mark selection. Interact with dialog for
window. Okay, we're going to place a marker. I'm going to put my quick nav keys
location.
On. Name. Right arrow three, to seven, where two, the seven, name goes.
Name. Track one, two. Edit text.
I'm going to change this. I'm going to create a marker called MA, which is like marker A. Okay, and then I'm going to left arrow over to the OK button.
Name. 372 location. OK. Default button.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Default
button. Now I'm going to hit spacebar and play to the end of the sound bit that I want to turn to a ringtone. Okay. That sounds good to me. Now I'm going to hit insertion point again. Command Y.
Closing dialog. Move insertion point to play head.
Okay, I'm not sure what the closing dialogue was, but okay. Now I'm going to plant a marker there.
Mark selection. Interact with dialogue for window. Queen's Bridge location. Name. Quick nav off. Quick nav on.
Okay.
Name. Edit text. Content selected.
Change that to marker B.
You select M. B.
And make sure
name.
We save.
Location. Okay. Default.
Press. Okay, we've okay. saved it.
Default button. Closing dialogue.
Okay, now we should have two markers. MA and MB exactly on either side of the sound that I want to turn to a ringtone, and that's the bit I want to select, so I'm going to hit Command Left Arrow, which moves us from the marker we're at to the marker to the left, and that should select that little sound bit. Here we go, Command Left Arrow.
Extend to previous marker.
Let's see if I did it right. I'll know by hitting Spacebar, because that plays the sound bit that you've selected. Excellent. There it is. Let's see if it stops where I wanted it to. Perfect. Now we'll select that with Command C.
Copy.
All right. And now we'll put that in its own little Amadeus window to work on to make it into a ringtone. So I'm going to open a new Amadeus window by hitting Command N.
New sound. New window.
There
on
we go.
Two.
New sound. Paste that in with Command V.
Paste.
All right. Now let's hear what we've got by hitting the Tab key. Let's make sure my navigation keys are off.
Quick nav off. Quick nav off.
Oop.
Quick nav off.
Okay, now they are off. Tab key to hear it. Okay, good enough. So now the only thing in this window is our little ringtone sound. It's still not a ringtone yet. Now, you could do other things to this. You could shorten it or double it or whatever you want to do with your sound. You could add echoes or whatever you want to do, but I like it just the way it is. So I want to turn this into a ringtone. The first thing that you should that's a little bit tricky, but you should remember to do is give this a name so that when it goes to iTunes, you can find it under the name you like. So Command-I will bring up the information window to name things. Command-I.
Show sound info. Interact with dialogue form.
I'm
going to
put my quick nav keys on.
Genre. Quick nav off. Oop. Quick nav on.
There we go. Let's right arrow over.
Metadata. Selected tab 2 of 3.
Yep.
Artwork tab. Song title. Title. Edit text.
Okay. We're going to give the song title is going to be the name of the ringtone. That's the only field I'm worried about because that's what's going to show up in the ringtones table in iTunes. So I'm going to call this Queen Best Friend. So
Queen Best Friend.
Okay. Now we're going to left arrow to the OK button.
Artwork metadata sound. OK. Default button.
And we're going to hit that.
Press up scroll area. Closing dialog.
All right. Now
you are currently on the scroll area.
You are now in Amadeus Pro. You now have created the sound that you want to be a ringtone, and you're going to now save it as a ringtone to iTunes so that you can then put it on your phone. So you're going to go to the menu bar. I'm going to use two-finger double tap at the top of my scroll pad.
Menu bar, Apple, Amadeus Pro.
Right arrow to file, down arrow.
Menu, 16 items.
Now you can go through these 16 items, or if you just hit the letter E, it'll go right to it'll go right to export as iTunes, but if you weren't familiar with this, you wouldn't know to hit E, but that's what you do. But down arrowing.
New sound, new batch cross open, ellipsis open, recent.
I hear all these options.
Save a copy, export to iTunes library, export as iPhone ringtone, ellipsis.
There you go. Export as iTunes.
You are currently ringtone.
So we're going to hit that. My quick nav.
Quick nav off.
Quick nav are on. I'm going to hit up and down arrow together.
You export as iPhone ringtone. Apple MBEG-4 audio. M480.
Now, all the settings here are all set for this to be a functioning a ringtone for your iPhone. So I would just hit OK and be done at this point. So if there's not much here, I'll right arrow.
AAC, pop-up button. Bitrate, 128, pop-up button. KBPS, cancel button. OK.
And I'm going to hit OK.
Now in window, untitled 2, scroll area.
OK.
Amadeus Pro busy.
Now it's processing that.
Seven Amadeus iTunes window.
And it's opening it's opening iTunes. And it's putting it right into the ringtones area. And it's putting that right into the ringtones table. So I might have already been on ringtones last time I was in iTunes. So if you're not there, then just go to the ringtones area, like you would go to music or podcasts or whatever. And then go over to the table of ringtones. Let's do that.
Quick nav off.
Quick nav on.
Vertical splitter. Songs table.
Let's interact with the table.
Blank. Name. Dial.
All right, here's the names of the things. We called it Queen Best Friends. Let's go down to Q.
Dummy. Eagle. Amp horse. Queen Best. Queen Vice. Queen Best Friend.
There it is. Queen Best Friend.
You are currently on the text field. Inside.
So that's the ringtone we just created. I'll hit enter on it, so we'll see how it came out. All right, that should sound familiar. All right, space bar to stop. Now, what you would do to get this to your iPhone is plug your iPhone into your computer and just sync as normal. And then after you have finished syncing, I'll show you what to do to find it on your phone. Okay? So go ahead and, well, I'll show you how to do that. I'm going to hit double. I'm going to do a two-finger double tap again on my top of my scroll bar. There's many ways to get to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And I'm going to go over to File, right arrow.
iTunes, file, menu, down, 16
I'm going to hit SI for sync.
Sync, E-Karen's iPhone.
And then just hit that, and you're sync syncing. Progress. Okay, so go ahead and do that, and then I'm going to show you what to do. I'll show you what to do on your phone. Okay, so you've finished syncing your iPhone, so I'm going to turn mine on.
922. Slide to unlock. Slide or double tap.
Okay, I slid to unlock. I'm using the Australian voice, and I'm on. Went to contacts, and now I will open that up.
Contacts. Info. All contacts. Back button.
All right, so we're in contacts. I'll go to my own name.
Mobile. A. Word fax. App. Word. 802. Mobile. 8. Home. Edit. Button. Info. Heading. All contacts. Back button.
I guess I'm in my
info,
name.
Edit, button, home, at mobile, 802430.
Yeah, that's me.
Work, 802,
well, let me show you how to get
home,
there. As if it wasn't already there. As if it was just at all contacts.
Stop. Double tap to contacts.
Okay, opening up contacts. If you were to go to anybody in there.
All contacts. Back button. All contacts. Heading.
Okay, we're at all contacts. I'll go to the top right, down a little bit.
Andrea Karen.
Is
capital C heading add button. What table index adjustable?
Is the table
swipe
index?
Up to increase, swipe down to decrease.
So I'll go to my last name.
D selected. C selected.
There's the C's.
Andrea Karen. Capital C. Andrea Carlton Karen. Eric Karen.
That's me. All right, we'll select me. And then we'll just go over
info,
to the ringtone.
Info heading edit photo of Eric Karen.
Swiping to the right.
Identity home mobile word age word fax age ringtone Ventura word. Ringtone, Ventura.
Okay, there's ringtone. I'll select that.
Word, Edward, oops. Ringtone, Ventura.
And
ringtones, cancel, button.
Now I'll keep swiping to the right so we can hear what they have for ringtones.
Ringtones, heading, save, button, default, heading.
Okay, there's the default.
Old phone.
And the default on this is old phone.
Custom, heading.
Then it has custom. And that heading shows up once you start creating your own ringtones. And under custom, I have
stranger.
I have a bunch of ringtones I've created. Stranger.
Selected. Venture. Dial. Donnie. Eagle. Emma One.
Apple.
Horse. Queen Best Friend.
There's Queen Best Friend that we just created. I'll double tap.
Selected. Queen Best Friend.
And that's what we just created. And that's a little ringtone. So, now, some of the other sounds that you heard on that album.
Queen Bicycle.
Here's that song Bicycle, for example.
Selected.
I turned that into a ringtone, also from Queen.
Queen Dust.
Here's a ringtone.
Queen Best Friend. Queen selected. Queen Bicycle. Queen Dust.
Here we go.
Selected. Queen.
There's my phone giving you that as a ringtone. So you can have a lot of fun with this. This is just one record album I chose to make a few ringtones from.
Queen guitar.
Here's the Queen guitar.
Selected. Queen.
Okay, so that's how it works. And
Queen, pause, M1, Eagle, Doctor, Ventura, Stranger, Custom, Old Phone, Custom, Stranger, Ventura,
here's
Stranger.
Stranger, for example.
Selected. Stranger.
I think that's my favorite ringtone I've created so far. So you can really have a lot of fun with this. I think I'll probably end this podcast at this point. I was going to show you how to make a ringtone from other sound bits, but I don't want this to get too long. I want it to stay easy. So if you have questions for me, feel free to send an email, and I hope that you enjoy creating your own ringtones and that you enjoy Amadeus Pro. I found Amadeus Pro to be a wonderful program for creating and editing sounds. And I just found it by Googling Amadeus Pro and downloading it. I did it about a year ago. Okay. For Blind Cool Tech, this is Eric Karen. And I hope that you enjoyed this. And I hope that you will also create podcasts of things that you've discovered that you can do with technology that make your life more fun and more independent.